Hello and welcome to the Print AM. I'm Fatima Khan and I track the Congress Party for the Print. Now Jot Singh Sidhu was announced as the president of the Punjab Pradesh Congress on late Sunday night. This came after almost a month of turmoil and infighting in the state unit, with Sidhu leading a charge against CM Captain Amrinder Singh over unfulfilled promises. Moreover, the party has also appointed four working presidents including Sangat Singh Gilzean, Sukhvinder Singh Danny, Pawan Goel and Kuljeet Singh Nagra. This came after many weeks of meetings between the central leadership and the two leaders separately. Moreover, earlier on Sunday, while Sidhu met with various MLAs of the party in Patiala, there were meetings taking place of the opposite camp as well. Pratap Singh Bajwa, who on Saturday evening met with Chief Minister Amrinder Singh, organized meetings of all the Punjab MPs in Delhi on Sunday as a means of gathering support to push back against Sidhu's elevation. Now on Friday, Sidhu had met with Congress President Sonia Gandhi at her residence in New Delhi, giving the first proper indication that he might be announced as the PCC chief very, very soon, and that happened 2 days later. But that very day, Singh ended up writing a letter to Gandhi expressing his opposition to the decision of making Sidhu the chief of Punjab Congress. Chief Minister Amrinder Singh and his camp in Punjab State Unit have maintained that the PCC chief should be a Hindu in order to not alienate the Hindu community of the state, as both Sidhu as well as Chief Minister Singh are Jat Sikhs. Then on Saturday, Congress's Punjab in charge Harish Rawat had met with Chief Minister Singh in Punjab in order to try and placate his apprehensions. The Chief Minister reiterated his earlier stand today that he will go with the Congress President's decision. This is a huge thing in Congress, Rawat had said after the meeting. However, it wasn't as jolly and happy as Rawat made it sound. It was evident that Amrinder is not completely okay with the plan, and even if he is, he's only going along with it begrudgingly. Just to give a bit of a background and refresher for all those listening, the month-long tussle between the two leaders began when Sidhu publicly started speaking against Chief Minister Singh, alleging that he has failed to deliver on his promises. He alleged that Amrinder Singh-led government hasn't acted against the drug racketeers or the sand and transport mafia. He had also accused the captain of failing to provide free power and electricity to urban households or scrap the wrongful power purchase agreements. But perhaps the most important issue that Sidhu brought up was that of the Bargari sacrilege case of 2015. Sidhu had accused the Chief Minister of being weak on the case and not presenting the SIT findings clearly. Now, as part of these attacks on Amrinder Singh, Sidhu often used very personal language. He accused him of cheating people of Punjab, of lying, of failing to deliver his promises. Now, it may seem like Sidhu's appointment is a resolution of sorts, that the crisis is over. But the Punjab Congress crisis won't end so easily. For the two leaders who have never been fond of each other to now be expected to work together ahead of the assembly polls, which are just months away, is a bit of an ask. Both of them are extremely strong-headed, have their respective followers, and aren't one to give in so easily. This means that the Punjab Congress story is far from over. In fact, how the two leaders managed to come together on the same stage, let alone the same page, will be interesting to see. Let's wait and watch. That's all for today. Do tune in tomorrow for another fresh podcast from The Print. Thank you for listening.